Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Kila Lakol podcast. God willing, this Thursday night, we will light the very first Hanukkah candle, kicking off 8 beautiful days of Hallel and Hoda'ah, of praise and thanksgiving. The Rambam in Hilchot Megillah v'Chanukah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Bet, brings a somewhat startling halacha regarding the Nerot Chanukah. He says, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivahi Ad Me'od. The Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, of lighting the Chanukah candles, is an incredibly beloved Mitzvah. V'tarich Adam Lizaher Ba Kedei Lodia Hanes, Losif B'Shevach HaKel V'Odayalo Al Anisim Sha'asalano. And a person has to be careful, they have to be cautious, to make sure that as they're performing the Mitzvah, that they're making sure, Lahodia Hanes, to acknowledge the miracle, and to be Mosif Shevach HaKel, to bring great praise to Hashem, Behudayan, thanksgiving, Al Anisim Sha'asalano, for all of the miracles that he has performed for us. All that sounds good, all that sounds fine. But he continues, Afilu Ilo Ma Yochal, even if a person has nothing to eat, Ela Minat Staka, they can only sustain themselves from the communal charity, Sho'el Umocher Ksuto, Velokeach Shemen Venerot Madlik. He has to go and he has to sell even the clothing off of his back in order to purchase the oil or the candles in order to light the Hanukkah candles. That's what he suggests. This is especially surprising. Number one, how could we make such an expectation of someone who's so poor that he literally can't feed himself? That's number one. Number two, we have a concept in halacha. The Gemara Masechet Ketubot on Daf Nun Amud Aleph tells us, "Be'ushah itkinu." There was an establishment that was made in the city of Usha. Hamivazbez al yivazbez yotzer minchomesh. When a person is spending money on mitzvot, as we always do, we spend lots of money on mitzvot, so we're not allowed to spend more than a chomesh, which is let's say 20%. It's probably more like 25% of our money. Meaning, there's a cap. There's a limit. Of course, I have to spend money in order to engage in my avodat Hashem in order to perform mitzvot 100%. But there's a limit. I can't, spend everything. That would be inappropriate. Why that should be okay is a topic for a different discussion, but that is hard and fast halacha. Al yivazbez yotzer minchomesh, you can't spend more than 25%. Comes along Hanukkah, and the Rambam all of a sudden says that a person literally has to sell the shirt off his back in order to fill the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. How could that possibly be? And on top of that, the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah is mitzvah mid rabbanan. It's only rabbinic in nature. Not that it's a lower level, but it's not like a biblical mitzvah, right? So how could it be that this would violate this halacha? And if you want to argue, maybe the Rambam doesn't pass in that way. Yes, he does. He paskins. Ela kol mifazer mamono b'mitzvot al yifazer yoter mechomesh. That's the Rambam in Hilchot Arachim Echaramim Perek Chet Halacha Yud Gimel. He says you can't spend more than a chomesh. So what makes Hanukkah so unique that we treat it as an exception to the limit, to this cap of chomesh? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested a fascinating approach. And here I'll read to you from the Sefer Harari Kedem, the Sinchelik Alam Siman Kuf Samach. And he says that maybe we've misunderstood the nature of the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, of lighting the Hanukkah candles. He says, "Va'beor bazeh." An explanation for this is the kishim mefarsim et hanes. When a person engages in persume nisa, when a person is engaged in publicizing the miracle of Hanukkah that they do in the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, when we light the Hanukkah candles, we're publicizing the miracle. He says yesh bazeh kiyum shel kiddush Hashem. There's actually a fulfillment of sanctifying the name of Hashem. What am I doing? I'm publicizing this idea that Hashem came and he performed a miracle on behalf of his children, on behalf of the Jewish people, with great wonders, with great miracles. And if so, he says, just like when it comes to the idea of chilul Hashem, God forbid, the opposite of kiddush Hashem, of desecrating the name of Hashem. So just like when it comes to chas v'shalom, a situation where a person might desecrate the name of Hashem, a person has to be moser nefesh. They would even have to be able to sacrifice their life in order to avoid desecrating the name of Hashem. So he says, hachanami, so too on the flip side, b'mitzvah kiddush Hashem, when it comes to sanctifying the name of Hashem, chayav lotzia kol mamano, a person would have to spend all of their money, l'kadesh et Hashem, in order to sanctify the name of Hashem, al-yidei persume nisa, dadakat nerot, and that would be true when it comes to mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, because it's a form of persume nisa. So the Rav is suggesting that the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, it's not just a standalone mitzvah mitzvah Rabbanan of lighting the menorah. Rather, it's a kiyum. It's a fulfillment of kiddush Hashem, of sanctifying the name of Hashem. It's a fulfillment of one, if not the most significant mitzvot that we can perform. Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying the name of Hashem. And if so, says the Rav, just like a person has to be willing to be moser nefesh, chas v'shalom, a person has to be willing to give up their life to avoid a chilul Hashem. Avoid desecrating the name of Hashem. So let's say, for example, someone puts a gun to your head and he says, engage in avodah zarah, giloy arayot, shvichut amim, pagan worship, forbidden sexual relationship, or murder. A person has to be willing to give up their life, certainly to spend all of their money. So just like that would be the requirement to avoid desecrating the name of Hashem, so too, being active and sanctifying the name of Hashem, a person would have to be willing to give up all of their money, even the shirt off of their back, in order to fulfill this mitzvah. Therefore, the person who's poor, he can only support himself from the communal coffers. He still has to go above and beyond to purchase the oil, to purchase the candles in order to fulfill the mitzvah. Now, the Rav brings support for such a chiddush. You can't just throw that out there. Like, yeah, all of a sudden it's a kiyum, it's a fulfillment of Kiddush Hashem. How do you know? So he brings a number of supports. I'll just focus on one of them. He notes that we find Pirsumei Nisa not only, right, this idea of publicizing the miracle, not only here by Ner Chanukah, but we find it by other mitzvot as well. So let's say, for example, the mitzvah of reading the Megillah, Kriyat HaMegillah on Purim. We know that we read the whole story of Purim, of Esther and Mordechai and Achashverosh, all those wonderful things. He says that too is a vehicle of Pirsumei Nisa. But if we think about it, that Pirsumei Nisa, that publicizing the miracle, is expressed differently. So when it comes to Purim, we certainly read the Megillah Birov Am. We read it with a multitude of people. We try to get as many people as we can into the shul. But we only do it inside of the shul. It's behind closed doors. We're not going and making a parade. We're not going out into the public square and reading the Megillah. No, it's done on the inside. But when it comes to Ner Chanukah, that's supposed to be done outside, or nowadays we do it inside, but at the window, right? We try to make it public. We have a menorah parade. We do all kinds of wonderful things. Ner Chanukah is done in the public, even and perhaps specifically for the non-Jewish world to witness, as opposed to when it comes to Kriyat HaMegillah, that's really just for us. That's just inside the shul. That's just for the Jewish people. If you think about it as well, the Rav Soloveitchik doesn't bring it necessarily right here, but the mitzvah of Dalet Kosot, of drinking four cups of wine at the Pesach Seder. That's also a form of Pirsumei Nisa. Where is that done? Behind closed doors at our Pesach Seder. You might have 50 people at your Seder, but it's only there where you're publicizing the miracle. We're not going into the public square and drinking four cups of wine. So we find that sometimes Pirsumei Nisa is for the outside world, for even the non-Jewish people, and sometimes it's done just for us. He says, what would be the difference? Perhaps it lies in the different nature between these forms of Pirsumei Nisa. On Chanukah, like we said, the Pirsumei Nisa takes on a higher level because it's a fulfillment of Kiddush Hashem, of sanctifying the name of Hashem, which is always a public display, and therefore it's done outside, therefore it's done even for the non-Jewish crowd. That's not necessarily the case of the Pirsumei Nisa on Purim and Pesach, where it's done just for us. Now, good, wonderful. He has support for this idea. It's a beautiful chiddush, but we have to ask ourselves, why? Why is the Pirsumei Nisa of Neirot Chanukah, why does it play such an elevated role? Why is that a type of Pirsumei Nisa of publicizing the miracle where we're sanctifying the name of Hashem? So here too, I'd like to suggest one possible reason from Rav Soloveitchik on the matter. This is from the book Days of Deliverance on page 199. He says the following, and I'll quote, "We do not have to announce to the Gentile world that the Jew fights for his physical survival. A Jew is like any other person. He has an instinct for physical survival. This is true even in the animal kingdom. However, Chanukah was a fight for spiritual survival." That's the quote from Rav Soloveitchik. What's he suggesting to us? He's explaining the war between the Jewish people and the Greeks, that was not only a physical war. It comes to blows, but it really emanates from a spiritual war. The Greeks, they wanted to impose their culture, their worldview on the Jewish people. They wanted to make them forget their Torah. They wanted them to forget their unique relationship with Hashem. But the Jews resisted. They fought back, not only to preserve their lives, but also to preserve their souls. They fought for their spiritual survival, for their identity, for their destiny as Hashem's chosen people. Rav Soloveitchik is suggesting to us that the fight for spiritual survival, that's what distinguishes the Jews from other nations and even from other living beings. Every creature has an instinct for physical survival, and every creature will fight to defend itself from danger. But the Jews have something more than that. They have a spiritual instinct, a divine spark that pushes them to sacrifice for Hashem, for his Torah, and for his mitzvot, willing to make the ultimate sacrifice even just to be Hashem's special nation. This is what we have to announce. This is what we have to publicize through the candles of Chanukah. Look what the Maccabim were willing to do. Look what the Jewish people of old were willing to do. They were willing to sanctify Hashem by giving up their lives because they were committed to you, Hashem. They were committed to your Torah, to your mitzvot. And we want everyone, not only the Jewish people, not only the people in our homes, we want everyone in the public square to see what we're willing to sacrifice for. It's not just willing to sacrifice for our lives, for our safety, for our security, but even for our spiritual well-being. I think the Rav's words, they're incredibly relevant. Of course, they're incredibly inspiring for us today, but they're especially important in this time period where we find ourselves, as we're witnessing the heroic sacrifices of the soldiers of Tzahal, of the IDF, who are fighting for the physical safety of Israel, for the physical safety and security of its people. And we know that they're facing a ruthless enemy in Hamas that wants to destroy us, who wants to remove us from our homeland, that denies our right to exist. And our soldiers, they're risking their lives every single day to protect us and our people. And they are making one form of a great Kiddush Hashem by showing their courage, by showing their faith, by fulfilling their duty and their mission, by being willing to make the ultimate sacrifice for other Jewish people in order to maintain the land as being ours. 100% that is a Kiddush Hashem. But we, and especially those of us who are not in the army, we also have to ask ourselves, what are we doing for our spiritual safety? What sacrifices are we willing to make? What are we doing to preserve and strengthen our connection to Hashem and His Torah? What are we doing to express or to enhance our Jewish identity and destiny? What are we going to do to make a Kiddush Hashem by living according to His will and by publicizing His miracles? It's so important. We know that we find ourselves in a hostile and in a different world that tries to influence us and tries to make us conform to its new values and its scary norms. And we're facing a secular, materialistic culture that tries to distract us and to make us forget our Torah and our unique relationship with Hashem, even if it's not done in an antagonistic way. That is what the goal is. And we're facing, as always, a spiritual crisis that threatens to weaken and dilute our faith and our commitment. And we have to fight, we have to resist, and we have to make sure that we're not only willing to fight to preserve our souls, but also to elevate and to sanctify them. And we do that by lighting the Neirot Hanukkah in our homes and in our shuls and in our schools and in our workplaces, in our streets and the public squares. And we do that by singing Hallel and Hoda'ah, full-throated praise and thanksgiving to Hashem. We do that by studying Hashem's Torah, by performing mitzvot and living lives of godliness. This is how we join the legacy of the Maccabim, the ones who are willing to fight not just for physical safety, but for spiritual well-being as well. This is how we continue their fight. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have our modern day Maccabim, the IDF, that they're willing to sacrifice for our physical safety and our security, for our land, for our people. 100%, they are making a Kiddush Hashem as well. But those of us who aren't fighting, what is the sacrifice that we are willing to make? What is the Kiddush Hashem that we're willing to make? When we light those Neirot Hanukkah, are we thinking about that message? What will the rest of us be willing to sacrifice for the spiritual safety and security of ourselves, our families, and our people? How are we going to sanctify and publicize Hashem's name and His glory in front of the whole world? May Hashem bless us all with a happy and with a meaningful Hanukkah, and may He bless our soldiers and our captives with safety and salvation. May He bless our enemies with defeat and destruction, and may Hashem bless our land and our people with peace and prosperity, safety and security, refuot, yeshuot, nechama, and ge'ula. We are unique because we are willing to sacrifice the ultimate sacrifice, not only to protect ourselves, but to sanctify the name of Hashem. Chag Urim Sameach and Alechtiga Hanukkah.